Hello, boys and girls. Are you ready to listen to my story? All right. Put your pencils on your desks, sit up straight and fold your hands, and I'll tell you a story about Alice in Wonderland. The story of Alice meets the White Rabbit and the Caterpillar. On the day my story begins, Alice was sitting in the nice green grass which grew beside the little stream of water that ran through her garden. She had been reading a book, but not for long, because Alice decided that a book without pictures or conversation just wasn't very interesting. So she placed the book on the green grass beside her and put her head back against the old elm tree. Just as she was about to fall asleep, she heard a funny voice say,
oh dear, I shall be too late, I shall be very late, oh dear."
What? Did someone speak? Why, it's a white rabbit with pink eyes. How very curious. Why would a white rabbit worry about being late? And what's he late for? Now he's looking at a very large watch, which he just took out of his waistcoat pocket. This is certainly very interesting. Oh, there he goes, over the hedge and out of sight. Oh dear, but I think my curiosity is getting the best of me. I just must find out where that rabbit went.
And Alice jumped up from the grass and hurried after the white rabbit. The white rabbit had jumped over a hedge, and so Alice did too. But instead of landing on the ground as she had expected, she fell right into the rabbit hole.
Oh, I'm falling down. Will I never stop? I wonder how many miles I've fallen. I must be getting near the middle of the earth. Now, let's see. That would be about 4,000 miles, I think. The figure doesn't seem quite right. But who can keep their figures right when they are falling down a rabbit hole? Will this fall never come to an end? Down, 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 falling through the air, through the air. Will I never stop?
I stopped. Well, what a curious room. And here's a tiny golden key. I wonder if it will fit this small door. Yes, the door will open. My, what a beautiful garden. But I'm much too large to crawl through this tiny door. I guess I'll just have to forget about it. I'll just look around some more. Here's a bottle that says, "Drink me." I suppose it will be all right if I do. It doesn't say poison. Mmm, it does have the most curious taste. Mmm, like raspberry jam and burnt toast. And just a hint of turkey gravy. Oh, what's happening to me? I'm getting smaller and smaller. Oh, I just bumped my chin on my toe. Now how will I ever grow back to my original size? Here's a cake marked "Eat Me." I wonder if it will make me grow. I'll just take one bite and see. Mmm, tastes
tastes like strawberry ice cream, mustard, and tomato juice. Oh, this is curiouser and curiouser. Now I'm opening up like a large telescope. Goodbye, feet. Goodbye, poor things. I wonder who will put on your shoes and stockings now, poor dears. I'm sure I shan't be able. Oh, I've stopped growing. And here comes the rabbit.
Oh, the Duchess, the Duchess. Oh, won't she be savage if I do keep her waiting?
Oh, Mr. Rabbit! Mr. Rabbit!
Oh, dear! Oh, dear! Who's calling me?
Please, sir, I'm calling you. I followed you down this rabbit hole, and I want to know if this is the end.
The question is there any such thing?
Of course, silly. Everything comes to an end sometime.
It might be a beginning, you know.
Beginning? Beginning of what?
How can I tell until I know more about you? The fall didn't hurt you at all?
No, it didn't. And it's very curious because it lasted a very long time.
That's because you belong here.
Where am I?
That all depends on what's going on inside of you.
I wish you wouldn't talk nonsense.
I wish you'd mind your manners.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude.
Well, then don't be. It won't work down here.
But I only asked where I was.
And I told you. You're where you belong, and that depends on what's going on inside of you.
I don't know what you mean.
How do you suppose you fell down this rabbit hole?
I fell, silly. When you ran by the apple tree, I saw you look at your watch. It made me curious. So when you jumped over the hedge, I jumped over too.
And you forgot that little girls can't go down rabbit holes.
Why, no. I felt inside of me that I had to see what you were doing.
Exactly what I've been telling you. And you never once stopped to think of how you were going to get out again.
Oh, dear. I think I'll just go back, please. Back where I came from.
It's one thing to think so, and another to do it.
I wish you wouldn't try to mix me up all the time.
All right. Then if you're so smart, go ahead and fall up again.
You can't fall up. You climb. But the place where I fell down went up, just like a wall. Suppose I couldn't climb it.
I am supposing, and I doubt very much if you can do it.
You're frightening me. Oh, Mr. Rabbit, please, I want to go back.
It won't do you a bit of good to want to do that.
Why not?
Because every hour is a one-way road. It will take you wherever you choose. But it will never take you back again.
I want to see the sky. I want my kitty cat. Isn't there any way to get out of here?
Oh, dozens of ways. There's a way for me and a way for you. And one for Johnny and one for Sue. But you can't go back, and you walk alone. For every Jack has a way of his own. Now your way is through the garden where the trial is held.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Rabbit. How can I get there?
You can't.
You're very confusing. First you say I must go through it. Then you say I can't.
I didn't say that. I said you couldn't go to it.
Then how am I going to go through it?
When you belong in the garden, it will come to you.
You must think I'm awfully stupid, but I've never seen a garden move. Oh, you that funny watch again. Let me see it, please.
Oh, my precious whiskers, get out of my way. I'm late for my date with the Duchess.
Wait, please. Rabbit! White Rabbit! Wait, I tell you.
And so you see, boys and girls, Alice chased the rabbit around and around Wonderland. She was very anxious to learn how she might get back up the rabbit hole. Oh, but soon Alice grew tired, and she lagged behind the white rabbit. The white rabbit ran ahead until he reached the home of Mr. Caterpillar, which was on top of a great large mushroom.
Rabbit! Rabbit!
What a rumpus! A caterpillar can't even find a quiet place to snooze anymore. Now, you pesky rabbit, make that child stop calling you.
You talk to her, Mr. Caterpillar. I can't wait.
You might tell me what to talk about, rabbit.
About her garden. Tell her it will never come to her until she learns to keep her temper.
Rabbit! Answer me, rabbit!
Such a temper. You'd better wait and tell her yourself, rabbit.
I couldn't. It would make me too late, and the Duchess will be terribly angry. I promised to speak a piece at her party, you know. I'm going to give How Doth the Little. How doth the little busy bee improve each shining hour and gather honey all the day from every fragrant flower. Beautiful, isn't it?
It's all right if you like it. It makes me feel contrary.
White Rabbit!
Now remember, Caterpillar, you tell her about her temper.
I will if she makes me feel friendly. If she makes me feel contrary, I'll be contrary. I won't tell her a single thing.
If I ever catch that rabbit, I'll surely tell him a thing or two. He's about the rudest person I ever... Oh!
Who are you?
I hardly know, sir. At least I know who I was when I got up this morning. But I think I must have turned into someone else.
What do you mean? Explain yourself, girl.
I can't explain myself, sir, because I'm not myself, you see.
No, I don't see.
Well, when I got up this morning, I was just Alice. But a little while ago, I was the size of a rabbit. And now I'm the size of a mushroom. Being so many sizes in a day is confusing.
It is not.
Someday you'll spin a cocoon, and from that you'll turn into a butterfly. You'll feel a little queer then, won't you?
Not a bit.
Well, it feels queer to me. It's if it were with somebody stupid.
You are.
I'm not. I'm the head of my class. At least I was. I'll try to remember some of the things I used to know before I came down here. 4 times 4 is 12.
Wrong.
I'll try geography. London is the capital of Paris. No, that's not right.
Try some poetry. I bet you can't do that either.
I'll recite How Doth the Little.
Why, Mr. Rabbit just recited that for me.
I'll do better than he did. How doth a little crocodile improve his shining tail?
and pour the waters of the night on every fragrant scale. I think I got some of the words mixed up.
You not only mixed up the words, you said the whole thing wrong from beginning to end.
Now, you see, I told you I had changed a great deal.
You haven't.
Oh, it's no use talking to you. I want to find the garden where the trial is. The things you say to are of no use to me at all.
They are.
They are not. And you sit there and make such rude remarks.
I don't.
If you're going to contradict everything I say,
I'm not contradicting anything you say.
Well, you have too been doing it, and you can't deny it.
I can.
I'm not going to stay here and talk to you any longer. You're too contrary for me to speak to.
Wait a minute. I've got something to say to you.
Well, hurry up. I can't waste any more time.
Keep your temper.
Is that all you've to say?
No. Saying you'll do it is one thing, and doing it is another.
Keeping my temper, you mean? Well, I'll do my best, sir. I'm usually very polite, but things have me all mixed up down here. What shall I do? Oh, please, tell me what to do.
Very well, I will tell you what to do. But you must listen carefully. First, you must remember to keep your temper, and second, you must...
And so, boys and girls, the caterpillar gave Alice some more advice. But the longer he talked, the more confused Alice became. So finally, she said a polite goodbye to the caterpillar and started off down the path after the white rabbit. As she walked along, she heard a tiny voice. Oh, I'm sorry, boys and girls, but I see that our time for today's story is over, and I'll have to stop my story about Alice in Wonderland. But let me invite you to join us just 2 weeks from today, when you'll want to hear what happened to Alice when she went to a very funny tea party. Until then, boys and girls, goodbye.
This is Neil Robison announcing. We now return you to the Central Studios.